Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. It's no secret that working closely with your pharmacist can improve your health. Dr. Benny Blaylock, the new dean of the College of Pharmacy at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, says he looks forward to a time when pharmacists work more directly in patient care to even improve overall quality of life. Dr. Blaylock, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the College of Pharmacy and patient care, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Before coming to ULM in 1992 as a microbiologist, you studied toxicology and the immune system at the National Institutes of Health Sciences. Tell us about your work at NIH.
At the NIH, or the NIEHS is specifically where I was, my research actually involved more environmental toxicants that one would suspect would not really be a problem, but they do have an effect on one's immune system. For example, I was washing my car one day, cleaning the wheels, and happened to glance down at the ingredients in the mag wheel cleaner. And one of the major ingredients was a compound that I had done research on and have published a couple of papers on, 2-butoxyethanol, and its effect on how it alters immune function. Those are the kinds of things that I was involved in my research at NIEHS.
Now, you come to the helm of the College of Pharmacy, Pharmacy and Toxicology, at a time when the state is seeing some historic battles over funding for higher education. How have you seen those battles in the last few years affect the College of Pharmacy?
We have been very fortunate that our administration understands that we are the state of Louisiana's College of Pharmacy. And while we have had to shoulder our share, we have been spared to the extent that was absolutely possible.
And how would you respond to someone who would say that the College of Pharmacy has to some degree been insulated from some of those cuts over the course of the last couple of years?
I would have to agree. The College of Pharmacy has been insulated from those cuts. We have a national accrediting body, and we have to maintain a set of some 30 standards in order to maintain that accreditation. Without that accreditation, the degree that we're offering our PharmD students would essentially be worthless.
As funding for higher education is still up in the air and may be for some time, how do you expect the College of Pharmacy to respond to the potential for future cuts?
The picture right now, at least from my perspective, couldn't be less clear. It's difficult to tell whether or not the cuts that are going to come, because I'm quite confident the cuts are going to come, but the magnitude of the cuts could be manageable, they could be difficult, or they could be catastrophic. And I don't think anybody is expecting catastrophic cuts. The difficult cuts, I mean, there's a reason why they're called difficult, and there's going to probably have to be some difficult decisions made. We have to make those decisions based on being able to carry out the mission for the state of Louisiana to educate future pharmacists.
How have you seen the practice of pharmacy changing over the last, say, over the last decade?
Well, I'll go back even further than that. When I was young, which was certainly more than a decade ago, the pharmacist was the guy in the white coat behind the counter that basically you handed him this piece of paper that the physician gave you that had this squiggle on it, and he somehow interpreted that and put pills in a bottle and gave it to you. And that was my concept of pharmacy as a non-healthcare professional. Over the years, and certainly over the almost 20 years now that I've been in the College of Pharmacy, the curriculum has changed, the training that we're providing our students has changed, the practice of pharmacy has expanded into areas that I think most people would be relatively surprised. Our young people coming out of pharmacy school today with a Doctor of Pharmacy degree have the capability of doing, they certainly have the capability of maintaining that dispensing function. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out how incredibly important the dispensing function still is. That's the last check between what the doctor prescribes and what goes into a patient. And that kind of drug management is absolutely essential. That's the last safeguard. And so I can't overemphasize how important that is, even though that's become the routine. However, the routine is very important. But in addition to that primary dispensing function, our pharmacists are involved in, for example, administering immunizations, which means that they have to have a fundamental understanding of what's in that syringe and how it's going to affect the patient, and just not the technical ability to stick a needle in somebody's arm. They're in functions in hospitals where they're rounding with the physicians and the interns and looking at patient charts and making bedside decisions. They're doing compounding. They're doing nutrition. They're doing all kinds of things. So the role has expanded much more to a proactive role in delivering primary health care rather than what used to be the obvious role, which was just the dispensing of medications.
The College of Pharmacy has been active in the last couple of years in a number of different varieties of community outreach. Tell us about those efforts.
Well, we are currently in the process of running a free clinic, actually, here in Monroe. And we are also looking at, on a broad conceptual level, an outreach for the northeast quadrant of this state. Interestingly enough, the northeast quadrant of Louisiana contains the lower Mississippi River Delta, and the lower Mississippi River Delta is the most medically underserved area in the United States. What the College of Pharmacy can provide certainly would not take the place of physician involvement, but it certainly would enhance any physician involvement in terms of medication management checks, the potential to provide immunizations for people who would not otherwise get immunizations, blood pressure checks, blood glucose, blood lipids, body fat analysis, simply healthcare education. These kinds of things have been shown. For example, there's an internationally famous project called the Asheville Project in North Carolina that showed over a period of years that pharmacists' intervention into primary healthcare not only enhance people's well-being, but it actually turns out to save state and federal funding literally millions of dollars per year.
So being able to do that and translate that to a monetary savings for the state.
Yeah, when you translate that to Medicare and Medicaid populations, the savings are enormous. And the savings are, you know, especially important in ever-shrinking budgets. But when you couple that with the increased health, overall health of the populations being served, it's not just the savings, it's the preventative medicine that provides the quality of life for people that would then make them hopefully more productive.
Dr. Benny Blaylock is the new dean of the College of Pharmacy. Again, our congratulations, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It takes more than just textbooks to get kids excited about learning science. At two events this spring and two camps this summer, students get hands-on experience in science labs at the University of Louisiana at Monroe that could get them interested in careers in science. Joining me now to talk about the Monroe Scholars Academies are Dr. Lynn Clark, Assistant Professor of Curriculum and Instruction at the College of Education and Human Development, and Jacqueline Matthews, Project Director for the City of Monroe's Gear Up program. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
This past Saturday on April 9th in the Museum of Natural History here at ULM, there was the first of a new kind of summer camp, even though we're starting in the fall. April 9th was the first of the Saturday Academies. How did this program get started? And tell us about the bigger program that it's a part of.
Well, the Saturday Academies are really just ramping up to our two summer camps that are going to be held here on the campus. The dates of the summer camps are June 12th through 18th and June 19th through 25th. And each camp is going to be a residential camp. So what we're doing is inviting middle school students or students entering middle school from Monroe City Schools onto campus to spend 6 days and six nights here doing science, hands-on science.
So, Jacqueline, how does the City of Monroe and the Gear Up program fit in with the way the program comes together here at ULM?
Gear Up is a college readiness program, and the premise of that is to introduce middle school kids to college life so we can get them early on to start thinking about and seeing themselves in college. And so through that partnership came about this camp, and working with Lynn has provided us the opportunity where not only do kids get to imagine themselves being in college, they are actually going to be on a college campus doing science. And as our teachers teach them, science is a verb. So they're going to be able to bring that verb to life by participating in these two camps this summer.
So where did this idea come from, this partnership?
Well, I was lucky enough as a new faculty member to be assigned the liaison with Gear Up and get to work with Jackie and with the Monroe City Schools. I also have my children in Monroe City Schools, and my own daughter is in the middle school. And so one of the things we were looking at was doing faculty fellows in the three middle schools where a faculty member from the College of Arts and Science will work with a science teacher at one of the middle schools and just assist them, work together, collaborate. Sometimes they co-teach. Sometimes they just help them bring materials. Sometimes they bring them to campus. And so from this came this idea that what the kids in the middle school were missing were lab skills, were missing those hands-on experiences and those chances to actually sit in a lab, because very few of those were available in our school system. So we started to brainstorm, and when Dr. Kathleen Harris came on board, she invited ULM to the table to come up with creative ideas to involve students in the university, and from that were these two camps.
So what did students get to do during the camp on Saturday?
Okay, well, this Saturday, they had just a little mini camp. So the first thing we did is we told them a little bit about the camp. We did some icebreakers and involved them in some of the fun activities. Then we had Dr. Kim Tolson and her graduate assistants do a wonderful activity on bones. They brought in skeletons. The kids were able to get their hands on and compare the scapula of a squirrel to that of a fox and to that of a human and see how those commonalities. And then the last part is we actually walked across the street to Commons 1 and saw a dorm room, were able to meet an RA and get a little feel for the life.
So Jacqueline, what's the importance of talking to these students about higher education, getting them excited about these things, even as young as middle school?
Well, I think what's important about that is that we know that that's the only way our kids are going to have a good life, you know, is that they get as much education as possible. And many of these kids are going to be first-generation college students in their homes. So the sooner we get them on track to doing college, the better opportunities they have. And then along with the summer camps, we provide opportunities on campus so that they can have a more rigorous curriculum. By camp providing that live experience, they're going to do better in their science classes when they return in the fall. They're going to be able to perform better so that when they get on the high school campus, they can do that college prep curriculum. They can do better on their ACTs or SAT, depending on where they choose to go to school. And then they'll be able to attend any university they want in this country and be able to be competitive, do well, and then eventually be competitive in the job market. Hopefully they'll come to ULM.
Oh, yes.
Lynn Clark, the Saturday Academies are really kind of a warm-up for the summer program. There's one more of those coming, and then there are two programs over the course of the summer. Tell us about what's going to happen in the next one, and what are the summer camps going to be like?
Well, we have one more Saturday Academy, which is going to be on May 7th, and that one is going to focus on the second camp, which is really looking at how we use the natural world to process various things. So we're going to start with looking at oil and then looking at the various products that can come out of that. So this second Saturday Academy on May 7th is looking at that Adventures in Slime camp. So it's going to have a decidedly chemistry focus. Dr. Laura Beal is on point for that, but we're also working with Dr. Ann Case Hanks, who's going to be looking at atmospheric sciences. And we're going to be, as part of the camp in the summer, actually going out to our various business partners and collecting chemicals, seeing how these various careers play out in our community. So they've got very different natures, the two camps, and so do the different Saturday academies. It should be very exciting.
Dr. Lynn Clark is an assistant professor of curriculum and instruction here at ULM in the College of Education and Human Development. And Jacqueline Matthews is the project director for the Gear Up program in the city of Monroe. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.